We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Aleph, and we are beginning from the last words of Samach Aleph Beis. The Mishnah, we just started the Mishnah yesterday, gave us more examples of things you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos. And actually, these things are totally not dafka with women. Even men cannot go out with a sandal hamasumer. You can't go out with a shoe that has nails in it. And now we learned another thing. They shouldn't go out with one shoe. You're not allowed to go out with one shoe unless you have a makkah on one of the legs, one of the feet. You have a makkah, you have a wound, then you're allowed to go with one shoe. Why you're not allowed to go out with one shoe? So Rashi says, Tupshatim, we'll go with the main shot, the Rashi's second shot, which is that if you're wearing one shoe, people might laugh at you, and then you're going to take it off, and you're going to end up carrying it, because you look very funny walking around with one shoe. So if you're walking the street with one shoe, you might take it off and carry it. But it says that if you have a wound on one foot, that they're allowed to wear a shoe. Now, we are wearing a shoe. That's the Gemara's going to talk about. Zok the Gemara. V'lo yuyachiv ezman she'ein v'raglai makkah. You can't go out with one shoe when you don't have a makkah. Zok the Gemara. Ho yesh v'raglai makkah. But if you have a makkah on one of your legs, one of your feet, nafik, you could go out. You are allowed to go out with one shoe. Behind me now, nafik, which foot will you be wearing that shoe if you have a makkah? So it's a machlekes. And it's a machlekes. And then, Amar Rav Huna, but Oisei Shiesh B'Maka. The leg with one shoe on the foot that has a maka. What's Pshat? Alma Kasavar, Sandal Shum Tsar Ovid. According to Rav Huna, he holds that a person wears shoes, so he shouldn't, the stones should not hurt his feet. That's why he wears a shoe. And therefore, this guy obviously doesn't really need, he has very thick legs, you know, his legs are not sensitive, and he can really go out without shoes. He's only wearing a shoe to protect the foot that has the wound. And therefore, he's allowed to wear a shoe on the foot with the wound. Because here, it won't look funny. People understand. They see he's limping a little bit. So they chap that the reason why he's wearing one shoe is that really he doesn't need shoes. But he's wearing one shoe because he wants to protect the wound on that foot. So therefore, it's not a problem if you have a makkah. But according to Rav Huna, you wouldn't be able to wear the shoe on the good foot, because no one wears a shoe on a good foot and not on the bad foot. That wouldn't happen, because usually you wear a shoe to protect your feet, and you'd much rather protect the foot that has a wound than the other foot. So according to Rav Huna, if you're wearing the one shoe, it has to be on the foot that has the wound on it. That's Rav Huna's shita. V'chiyah bar Rav Omar, bo'isa she'en v'makah. If you have a wound, you're allowed to wear a shoe on the foot that does not have the makkah. Al makasavar l'shum tainig ovid. A person wears shoes not to protect his foot from being hurt, only because he doesn't like walking on the ground. He likes walking on a shoe. L'shem tainig, it's kishmak for him. It's like to walk on a shoe and not on the floor. That's disgusting for him. V'zush yesh b'makkah. Why is he wearing two shoes? So a person sees he has a wound on the other foot. We understand why he's not wearing a shoe, because he can't get the shoe on. Because if he puts the shoe, if the shoe doesn't fit onto the foot that has a wound on it. So he understands that that's stopping him from wearing a shoe. And therefore, they're not going to laugh at him, because they understand. But according to Chiyah Barav, I can't walk around with one shoe on the wound foot and not on the other foot, because why not wearing a shoe on the other foot? You always wear a shoe, the same tainuk. So that's the machlekes Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav. Now, just to bring it out, in the Shulchan Aruch, when I bring down the halacha, we pass in Lamai, since it's a suffix, who we pass in like Rav Huna or Chiyah Barav. Therefore, he says you should never go out with one shoe, even if you have a wound, because you don't know which one to put it on, and you're never allowed to go out with one shoe in halacha Lamai. But upon the machlekes Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav over here. So Gemara wanted to bring a raya, maybe Rav Yechidon holds like Rav Huna. So the Gemara of Af Rav Yechanan Sava Law Lahod Rav Huna. Rav Yechanan also holds like Rav Huna that if you're going to put it on one foot, you're going to put it on the foot with the wound. Why? The Amalei Rav Yechanan Rav Shem Va'aba Havli Misanai. Rav Yechanan told Rav Shem Va'aba Rav Shemen, bring me my shoes. Yov Ledi Amin. He handed him his right foot first, the right shoe first. Now, Rav Yechanan, we'll see in a second, was very makbid to put his left shoe on first. And if he would have put the right shoe on first, and be over that halacha of putting the left one on first, he would have only walked around with one shoe, only with the right shoe. So he said, Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon said to Rav Shemen, you know, if I would have put on this shoe, asisa maka, you would have made me look like someone who has a maka. If someone walks around one shoe, someone has a maka. So it's mashma from the story, asisa maka, it's mashma that you would have made the right foot into a maka, the one I'm wearing the shoe with. And it sounds like he holds a Rav Huna that when you wear one shoe, you wear it only on the maka foot, not the other foot. That's the right. So we're no duma kechir Rav shvirlei. It really holds a chiyav Rav. You put the shoe on the foot that's not a maka, comma, and v'hal comma. This is what he's saying: a sisa shall smell maka. What he meant to say was that you're going to make my left foot into a maka because I'm going to only walk around with the shoe on the right foot and not on the left foot. And the people are going to say, "Oh, the reason why he has no shoe on the left foot is because it's a maka there." So that's what he meant to say: a sisa maka. Not that I made the right one. You gave me a right shoe. Not that the right foot had the maka. You're going to make now, by only wearing a shoe on one foot, which is the right foot, you're going to make it look like the left foot has a maka. And like Chiyav Rav, that when someone has a maka, he wears it on the good foot and not on the bad foot. Akaponim, we don't know if Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav Huna or Chiyav Rav, but once you mentioned this Rabbi Yechon that said he only would have wore one shoe, if he gave him the right shoe, he only would have wore one shoe, he might as well explain shat in this Rabbi Yechon. But also Rabbi Yechon Tamei. Rabbi Yechon goes L'Tamei. The Omar Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan said, the Omar Rabbi Yechanan, ketfilin kach menolim, that tefillin are like shoes. Ma tefillin v'smoil, just like tefillin, you put on your left hand, because it says, v'hoi lois ha-yodcha, yodcha spelled with a hey, and we read a yad kei, or your weak hand, therefore tefillin's on your left hand, af menolim v'smoil. So also your shoe, you put on your left shoe first. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. And the Rabbi Yechanan is saying that the left foot is more chashuv, just like tefillin you put on your left hand. The same thing, you're going to put your shoe on the left foot first. And in the Achrayim, they bring down different remozim, that what shaykh is shoes to tefillin, and either is to remind us the chashivas of tefillin by putting on the left shoe first, or Kivega says the vart is because it says in the Pasuk, regarding Avraham Avinu and Melech Zdoim, it says, I'm not going to take anything from you, Mechut Va'atzroich Na'al. And we learn out from there that because of the Zeichet to Tefillin, so you see Tefillin has Shaykhah, the shoes, Tzroich Na'al, the shoelace. But Al Kapon, Rabbi Yechanan says that you have to put on your left shoe first, just like Tefillin. Meisvei Kishu Noyel, when you put on your shoes, Noyel Shoyimin, you put on your right shoe first. V'achach noel shall smile. And the Brisa says, what shoe you put on first? The right foot. And then you put on the left foot. So it's a stira to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, put on the left foot first. Om Rav Yosef, hashtu tanya hochi, v'om Rav Yechon hochi, d'ovad hochi, ovad, v'dovad hochi, ovad. So Rav Yosef answers that it must be, this way Tosfos learns, the Rav Yosef answers like this, that since there's a Rav Yechon's memory that says you put on the left foot first, left shoe first, and according to the Brisa says the right shoe first. So you don't want to make a Vechon and argue on a Brisa. So it must be like this, that the Brisa, we know always the right is always better. The right is always a Milo, Legabe, the right hand of a Metzoyro, like Boy and Yad, Boy and Regal, the right thumb of the Metzoyro, and Legabe, other things, Legabe Chalitza. It's always the right foot. So therefore the Brisa holds, you put on the right foot first. Rav Yechanan says, no, the left has a milo also, because you find that by tefillin. So Rav Yechanan is saying is, Rav Yechanan is saying it has to be the left foot first, left shoe first. It just, you're allowed to do it first, because it also has a chashivas. Not only does the right have a chashivas, the left has a chashivas also. And therefore Rav Yosef says, to answer the kasha, that you could do whatever one you want first, it's fine. Because either way, you have someone to be samech on. Because we don't want Rav Yechanan to argue on a brisa. So the Gemara, I'm like, Abaya to Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? It's not a raya that Rav Yechon knew over the Brisa and just meant to say, this is also good. Dilma, Rav Yechon on Homosis will have a Shmile. Maybe he never heard this Brisa. We have a Shmile, if he heard the Brisa, have a Hadabah, he would have been Chayzer. And maybe really, we have to go like the Brisa, which is always the main thing. Rav Yechon can't argue on a Brisa. And therefore, we should go like the Brisa and put on the right foot first. Right shoe first. And or I have to say the other way. Maybe he did hear of it. We don't pass like that Brisa. We have a different Brisa maybe. So how do you know they could do either one? Maybe it's bedavka, which we're not sure. We're not sure if Pshat is Rechon didn't hear of the Braisa, and then we go like the Braisa. Or we heard of it, and he says, the Lach is not like the Braisa, then we go like a Rechon. So in a quandary, what to do? Amar Nachma Yitzchak, Yorei Shemaim, Yoytze Deshteyem. And Yorei Shemaim is Yoytze both the Braisa and Rabbi Yechanan. Who is that Yorei Shemaim is to be Yoytze both? Manu, Mar Brei D'Ravana. It's Mar Brei D'Ravana. He used to be, he had a way that he was Yoytze both, Chab D'Ravana, both things. He had a way to be Chab D'Ravana, both things. What do you do? Heichi Ovid, what he used to do? What he used to do is, Sign the Amin of Loikata. He used to put on the right shoe and didn't tie it. Signed the small of a kata, then he put on the left shoe and he tied it. Vahad kata di amina, and then he tied the right shoe. And this way you chap the rain all those shittas. And Tosfos explains the reason is because even tefillin, the main chashivas of the tefillin is that you're tied on your left hand. So it's a chashivas in tying. Therefore, by tying the left shoe first, you mekayim that this thing that by tefillin it's chash of the left hand, you mekayim it by tying a shoe. And the right foot is always more chashuv, so you're putting on the right shoe first. So therefore, that's the way to do it. The chav around both shittas. Omer Avashi, chazin Rav Kana v'loy kapid. I saw Rav Kana putting on shoes, and he wasn't makvid on this at all. He wasn't makvid which shoe he put on first. So it comes out really, it's machlokes Rav Ashi v'shem Rav Kana, and the Gemara and Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And Lemaisa and Shulchan Aruch brought down halacha. To do like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that what you do is you put on your right shoe first, then the left shoe, then you tie your left shoe, and then you tie your right shoe. So the Gemara Vayitana Banon, Kishu Noyel, when you put on your shoes, Noyel Shal Yamin, you put on your right shoe first, Va'achach Noyel Shal Smail, then you put on your left shoe. Kishu Chaylitz, when you take off your shoe, Chaylitz Shal Smail, first you take off the left foot, because it shows Chashivus to the right foot, you know, that's a covered for the right foot. Like Rashi says, to take off the left foot first, and then take off the right shoe. Kishu reichitz, when you wash your hands, reichitz shoyimin, you first wash your right hand, then you wash your left hand. Kishu sach, when you smear yourself with oil, sach shoyimin, first you smear your right side, then your left side. If you're going to smear your whole guf with shaman, with oil, sach reichitz tchila, first you soak your head first, because the head is a king on all the evarim, and the reason is because that's where the brain is. That's where the brain is. So therefore, it's the melech al kol evarim. It's like upon him. So that's the vow. You always do the right first. Besides for tying your shoe, there you'll do the left shoe first. Something more right. It says in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to go out with tefillin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go out with tefillin on Shabbos. So Amar Rav Safra, we know it's machlokes if Shabbos is about tefillin. It's machlokes in Maseches Erevin. We paskin that we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, but it's machlokes in Erevin if Shabbos is about tefillin or not. So Amar Rav Safra, loy teima aliber demand yomah Shabbos loves about tefillin. Don't say that our Mishnah that says inal go out with tefillin is dafka fi demand yomah holds that Shabbos is not about tefillin. This is not about tefillin, so it's carrying. Ela filu man diyomar Shabbos man tefillin who im man diyomar that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin and we do wear tefillin on Shabbos. You still not allowed to go out into the street with tefillin. Why not? Lo yaitze. Why not? Dilma also da suya b'shirabim. Even according to carrying b'shirabim. Why? So Rashi explains you might have to go to the bathroom and take it off. And if you have to go to the bathroom and take it off, you're gonna have it, you know, carry in your hand and you're come to carry it. Therefore, even if the Shabbos is man tefillin, you're not allowed to wear it outside of b'shirabim. Of course, you might have to go to the bathroom and take it off and carry it. Some bring down this Rav Safra on the Sefer of the Mishnah. And the Sefer of the Mishnah says that v'myotza, if you go out with tefillin on Shabbos, ain't a chayv chatas. Not chayv chatas. So Om Rav Safra, loy tamer, don't say, I leave it the man diyama, Shabbos van tefillin, who? That's only if you're the man diyama, hold Shabbos van tefillin. And then, really, you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. But you can't walk out of Shirabim, because you might go to the bathroom and carry it. That's the Rabbanon, that's not chayv chatas. But you could have said, but according to the man diyama, Shabbos lav is man tefillin, then a person's chayv chatas because it's not zman tefillin. So Rav Safra says, no, a tefillin on the yom Shabbos lav zman tefillin. Even if it's not the zman tefillin, ain't a chayv chatas, not chayv chatas. My time. What's the reason? Derech malbush avida. You're walking out with it while you're wearing it, and therefore, it is called a certain sense a malbush clothing, and therefore it's only the rabbanon that you're not allowed to wear it. because you, but it's not the raisa, because really it's a derech malvish to wear it, and it's not called a masa the raisa, because you're wearing it as clothing, and it's more like a ornament, like a jewelry, and therefore it's only a problem because you might take it off. But there's no problem be'etzem to wear it. It's not called a masa. Even for that man the yama. And the Mishnah says further, now he'll walk around out with the amulet. You know, if someone wears it because he's sick, he doesn't want to get sick, you're not allowed to wear it if it's not a certified amulet that you know is min ha-mumcha. And we'll see soon what a mumcha means. Amra papa, first thing I want to say, what was mumcha mean? What do you mean? Who's the mumcha? Is the kameya or the person giving it? But then we'll see later on what makes something a mumcha. Amra papa, loy teima ad mumcha gavra mumcha kameya. Don't say that you're only allowed to go out with it after already the person giving it, the mekubal giving it already, he is already a mumcha. We know already three times already it worked. And the kameya itself worked three times. It's both a mumcha. Even the mumcha gavra, it's enough. If the gavra is a mumcha, even though he never used this kameya before, it's already called a mumcha. Avagav lav mumcha kameya. Even though the kameya itself is not a mumcha. Tais speaks out that if the kameya itself is a mumcha, it's possibly allowed to go out with it. But here the chiddush is, even though this kameya is not a mumcha, if the gavra is a mumcha, that's enough. Dekanami. Dektani, because it says in the Mishnah, v'loi b'kameya b'zman she'ino min ha-mumcha. You know, I'll go a kameya when it's not from a mumcha. V'loi b'tani b'zman she'ino mumcha. It doesn't say b'zman that it itself is not mumcha. It says it's not from a mumcha. Shemami, no, we see from there that you're only allowed to go out if it came from a mumcha, if it came from a person who is certified, who already knew his kameya's work. But then you're not allowed to go out if he's not a mumcha. But if he is a mumcha, even though the kameya is not a mumcha, it's enough. If this person knows how to give a kameya, he's a mumcha kameya, it's enough, and you're allowed to go out with it, even though this kameya itself was not used three times.